Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Phil Lynns. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Downing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Al Downing. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Richardson moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Richardson moves to third. Maris moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone takes first base on ball four. Richardson scores. Maris moves to third. Mantle moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Skowron moves to third. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skowron scores. Ward moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. Two outs. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball four. Phil Lynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Richardson covering, for the out. Schaefer moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cater is thrown out after the base hit. Schaefer moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off John, and towards Hansen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tresh. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schaefer takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 0 in the game. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schaefer moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater bunts towards the mound. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. Schaefer moves to third. John moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Downing strikes out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 2 in the game. Lins hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tresh. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Skowron scores. Ward moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Hal Renef now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry strikes out. 1 out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone juggles the ball. That's an error on Pepitone. Ward scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. John hits a line drive into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Maris strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ward. Pepitone moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward is hit by the pitch. Skowron moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boyer moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Horace Clark pinch hits for Hal Renef. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Cater picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cater. Boyer scores. Clark moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. J.C. Martin now catching. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Phil Linz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Linz is 0 for 3 in the game. Linz takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richardson strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Maris hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, And the Yankees too. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mickelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin juggles the ball. That's an error on Skourin. Mantle moves to second. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Mantle moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Ray Barker pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mantle tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Hector Lopez pinch hits for Pete Mickelson. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Doc Edwards now catching. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mantle. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Skourin hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Maris strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.